Proverbs 6, verses 20 through 35. My son, keep thy father's commandment, and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thine heart, and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life, to keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman. Lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Men do not despise a thief, if he steal to satisfy his soul when he is hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. God gave us parents for a reason. They are to protect us and help keep us from evil in our youth when we are immature, naive, and foolish. Their instruction and guidance will keep you protected and prosperous in the natural realm. Just in like manner will your Heavenly Father's instruction and the Word of God keep you protected and prosperous in the spiritual. Bind their instruction continually upon your heart, and when you walk, it will lead you in the paths of righteousness. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. Your parents' instruction will keep you from adulterous, strange women. Oh, she'll hunt for you, but don't yield. She'll offer you pleasures and whoredoms for the night, but she'll burn you. Whoever commits adultery with a woman lacks understanding. Doing so will literally destroy your own soul. Don't play with fire. You will get burned. It's not worth it. And so too will our Heavenly Father's instruction keep us from the spiritual adulterous woman, the strange woman of false religions and false Christianity that have given themselves over to spiritual lewdness and uncleanness. They have whored their spirits out to the ways of the world. Like mystery Babylon the Great, they live deliciously for the here and now. They preach self-promotion and self-love, and they live to glorify self. They offer you pleasures and prosperity and love, but in the end, they will be stripped naked and burned by the world and the beast that they whored themselves out to. Don't be deceived. Don't give in to her seductions. Keep yourself pure. Don't play with this strange fire. Instead, keep our Father's commandment, for His commandment is a lamp, and His law is light, the light of life. To keep thee from the evil woman, from the flattery of the tongue of a strange woman, lust not after her beauty in thine heart, neither let her take thee with her eyelids. For by means of a whorish woman a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life. Don't give the precious life God gave you away to her. Give it only to the Lord. Proverbs 6, verses 20 through 35.